Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer to Escape Doubt by Meg Butcher. For he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we may be holy and unblemished in his sight in love. Ephesians 1:4. Are you ready? I asked my daughter excitedly as we drove away from the school day and onto a new adventure. Mommy! She trailed off in amazement as the ballet company practice came into our line of sight. Nervous but sure of her dream, she stretched and gazed upon the very thing she had envisioned herself doing so many times. Our dreams are roadmaps to God's growing process for our individual purpose. He chose us so specifically and specially to walk out into the world equipped with the ability he put in us to spread his love in the way that only we can. According to Mounce's Complete Expository Directory, the word chose in the above verse is the Greek word eklegomai, a verb that means to choose, set apart, elect. It sometimes refers to decisions made by people, but can also signify the electing activity of God according to his divine purpose and grace. Do we realize when we walk out into a day filled with clouds of doubt that the God of the universe is concerned about what we're up to? New beginnings, impossible dreams, and lists of unqualifications can derail our walk towards the freedom and peace that he promises us. Holy and unblemished, he forgets our sin, gave us his Son, and resides with us through his Holy Spirit. Yet we still have days strangled with doubt. Well aware of the inevitable imperfections that come along with being human, we let our struggles take the lead. But shortcomings were never meant to make us short-sighted in our view of who we are. In the NIV Quest Study Bible Notes, it says, "It's not our own awareness that we are sinful people that first turns us toward God. Rather, God in his mercy awakens that awareness within us." We're called to face our fears and risk the unknown, to follow the dream that God has laid upon our hearts. Giving him the lead enables us to discover how ready we are to walk into the next lesson of growth. Bravery and determination in the face of fear and doubt come not from the depths of our own hearts, but his within us. When we put our lives in his capable hands, we're able to view it from his perspective. God chose us to be in a relationship with him even before he laid out plans for this world. He wanted us to live holy lives characterized by love, free from sin, and blameless before him. Ephesians 1:4. When doubtful agendas cause us to forget who God has already said that we are, let's pray for peace to sweep in and take over. Let's pray. Father, praise you for peace and purpose. You know every strain, thread, and thought of our lives. The care and love that you put into the people we are is part of your great and compassionate character. Let us remember that when our days threaten to fill up with doubt, you rain down hope and assurance that we're worthy, chosen, and free. Thank you for the journey each life inevitably unfolds. There's not enough time to witness all of the marvelous stories of courage and triumph that you've worked out in the lives that surround us and fill this world. Let stories of inspiration flood our hearts with assurance and love, sweeping the doubt away. Let our hearts flow with the current of your truth and the promises that you have laid throughout Scripture for us to see. When we look out at the sunrise, may we welcome another day full of life and purpose. And as the sun sets, we pray to finish each day well, unassured of how many more will follow. Thank you for setting us free from sin. Forgive us for allowing ourselves to be enslaved by lies and imperfections that Christ has already conquered on the cross. Bless the dreams that you lay on our hearts. Help us to stay in tune with your will. Align the ambitions of our hearts to your plan. We know that your plans for our lives are more than we can imagine or ask for. Praise you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.